Blog Talk Radio.
Can't hear me.
Khan, all praise. You know, stay encouraged, Ashala. It's only temporary. All right. The curses are almost. This project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up on these conditions.
Most High will deliver.
We ain't gonna be on these curses. You just gotta hold on. Sing to him, brother.
Hang on to the world as it spins around. Just don't let the spin get you down.
It'll be no more homework, no more books, no more of your homo ass pastor's nasty looks. No more of your GMOs corrupting my children. No more of your higher living skyscraper buildings. No more of your tyranny ways. No more inventing AA. No more gainsayers whenever we speak for gain's sake. No more smiles that's fake. No more handshakes. No more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face. No more of these blackface painted by the sons of Satan. The devil that the Bible speaks
no
of.
No misinterpretation.
No more coonery, no more fookery. No more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken. No more God bless America. My middle finger up to the chump trunk while I stand here in hysterics. No more Hellenistic Gentile living. No more voting in this wicked ass system. No love is what they get to. So one day, the prophecies of the children Yasha'Allah will be fulfilled, and we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these aging niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that snake shit real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed the children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak? No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath? Man, get gone. Cause it's universal. This is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name. So we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'Allah, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel. See, after this, we're going to be all winning. All in it. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all
now
in
every
it.
Man, woman, and child, go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sun's coming, and it'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out of order. Sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs. This heart pumped you the blood. The first people of the earth, same color as
you
the
crack
mud.
The lights with your teeth, for your people's the bottom feeders, and we see you. No more white lies, no more white heights, no more white Easter.
No more whitewashing my black mind with a white Jesus.
No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses and plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be
no more curses.
And this is a reason to celebrate, Yasha'Allah. One day these conditions will be over. There will be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. Because we will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. Hamashiach Yahushua. He said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we will be delivered from this captivity. When?
Free.
right, all right, all right, all right. All right, it is, as you know, it's Sunday. Today is Kids Day. By Yasha Allah, Little Israel. And today, for those who didn't see the title, which title page, which you should have, today's dealing with Hebrew body parts. I'm going with Hebrew body parts for the kids, for the children. All right, so with that, I'm going to give it to my sister, everybody's auntie, everybody's ama, Auntie Wawadiah.
Shalom. For Diane and Shalom, we're going around before we start to greet everybody. It's a pleasure and honor to be able to share what we do here in our home, from my home to your home. So we're going to start by introducing ourselves. Hey, introduce yourself. Get on your feet and exercise. wants to do it in Creole, and some of y'all that want to do just mixing it up over with exercise. I'm going to go back and keep it that way, okay? Does it make sense? So even if I come back and say it in Creole, y'all can tell me it in English. Does that make sense? If somebody's saying it in Spanish, we can help them by saying it in English. Does that make sense? Well, let's keep it that way because we've had Lupa and Sally that are familiar with, and other people that are used to the four languages instead of just the one language, which is Hebrew. Okay? So we're going to start a bond. Can you lead on that, Chuck? And you can walk. All right. Okay, let's go. Jump again. You can say Hebrew, let's tell you. One, I say one, you say a cup. You ready?
A cat.
One.
A cat.
Okay. Don't do it. You do it in English, and I'll do it in English. Do it in English, I'll do it in English. All right. Say one.
One.
A cat.
Two.
Yeah.
Three. Two. Four.
All right.
Come on.
Six.
That's done.
Six.
Goodbye.
Come on.
Nine. Five.
Ten.
I should run.
Ooh. You got energy, Ronnie. I thought we were going to be doing it. I just got more circulation. But that was good. Give me some. Give me some.
Okay, Rockefeller, would you like to take it in Spanish?
Or you want me to do it in Spanish? You do it in English. Okay, I'm going to do it in English. You ready? All right, let's go. Let's get some jumping jacks. Jumping jacks. One, two, three, four, five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
ten. All right. Now, we don't know the next language, so what would you like to do
Cattle. June, where we're all wanting you to say, all right, come on, purple. Yes, baby. I'm sorry. My eye. That was my eye. I wanted to share something with everybody. What is this? Hi. She wants to share that she's here listening to the Zoom. So as we're recapping, we went over Chosen. We got Chosen, right? We went over the special. Yes.
And I come to say, everybody got to be Rocky and Shabaya, so sit on your bottom. Sally wants to say hi to Kanaja.
I want y'all. I want to hear y'all. I'm pretty sure I'm here.
for Moby Tunnels and the Book of Psalms in the Kingdom Corner, which is right here. It's easier to see. Let us burn our holy tongue, not show one for the Kingdom Corner. Let us learn our holy tongue, not show one for God. I know, this is your favorite part. What are the languages? Come on over here. Hebrew Corner. The pencils are on top. Ready? What is about to song is let us learn our holy tongue, Nasha Wash Wadash. Let us learn our holy tongue, Nasha Wash Wadash. All right, and we're going to say the Hebrew letters. Ready? Let us learn our holy tongue, Lasha one Kwadash. Let us learn our holy tongue, Lasha one Kwadash. What is it?
Because at some point, by the end of June, I want us to do a
bingo. So, well, mid-June, y'all should be there. But if some pocket doesn't do Hebrew bingo, so you have to buy yes. So, it looks like a triangle on the top, but it automatically comes all the way around, right?
Like a seed.
Like a seed. He doesn't stop there. God is, the word for God is Baya, which is house. Okay? So if you got God, Baya, what I'm going to do next time is I will give us a demonstration. I don't have the other for next time so you can draw the pictures. I shall get you. Thank you. Can you try to get the one?
Yeah.
Okay. By yeah, how? Okay. I will have my daughter do the demonstration on the other board. Okay. Because he said, Allah. And he has a nice picture of a cattle between a horse. And if you want to get fancy, we talk about cattle. We're talking about, yeah, take like this. Even with our tent, it has the triangle, and we have the nails holding them down, right? By, yeah, is how. Ah, ba. What's the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet?
Ba.
Ba. Wait a minute. Am I just all y'all ready? Ba. Y'all look like y'all sleeping. Y'all ready?
Ba.
I'm going to make sure I'm giving y'all too much information here and at home. Okay, what is the second letter to a book? Ba. The first letter is ah. Am I the first letter? Ah. The second one is ah. At home with the first letter? Ah. The second letter? And now we have ba ya. Good job. Ba. Ba ya. And if you go home, you go with your parents, find time. Hey, what's something else we can say that starts with ba? And if you go home, you want to challenge yourself, do take a picture. Take a picture and try to put the word together, find ya, in the Hebrew letters. It's so far we're going to get there. We're going to be able to write our names in the Hebrew letters. Or also the auntie's name, Abba's and Amma's name in the Hebrew letters, right? Right. So.
Oh my God.
So, take your time. Go ahead and write this down. That's Bob. Talk about it. You've been all.
So give us a call.
We go based on the Hebrew packet. We look up some stuff, anything that you might be interested in or your child might be interested in. We can go. That's not a problem. You welcome? All right, Avant, welcome back. Welcome back. Give me some pizza. Yeah. I'm going to come with this. Thank you for fighting. Oh, y'all can eat a cheese. Hey.
Good job. Yeah. Rahash.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have the fun part, which you're all going to need to help me. What we do is we do, I'm going to say it in Hebrew. Y'all tell me it in English. Right? Yeah.
Man, Oh, I'm going to say
okay? We are here learning. We are having a good time. Y'all are the Israelites. Y'all are the children. But there's a lot of us that's just like people out there in the world that don't know that they're Hebrew Israelites. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Children are literally crying because all they're teaching is the color of your skin, and they don't know much. But now they're coming to the body of being aware of this. The truth. They can talk to your man. They can go to class. They can meet your parents. So see, why are you come? Why are you not out there, for example, for your older kids, writing, blowing up stuff? You know, all of that. That's what's going on, but we have a better understanding. Yes. So it being that, we are still, y'all are the light. Y'all have parents that have the scriptures. Why is it going on like this? Not based on feelings and opinions. Why are people out there dying? That's the color of your skin. Right? Why is there an attack? But you didn't have to understand it. But coming back, when you meet somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and I know Hebrew, and forget you. You know, it's not. Those people in the Bible, they are our example. Remember we talked about the Timothy a lot every Christmas.
Have you ever had
they probably see because it's all around and it's a lot of things going on, but it puts a comment on people's mind because we understand that the Most High, yeah, he talked about the incident that just happened, but we understand that as we see things that are going on right about, we understand the Most High is in control, and now we understand why. So we continue to build, but not build in a form, built in coming together. Having a family on the blog talk, it's for us to come together. Having a family on the Zoom, it's all about us coming together to serve the Most High. Not our way, but His way. That's why we went over what we could eat and what not to wear. Right? That's why we get upset. Why are you being picked on or being bullied at school? Why are your parents telling you, hey, do this way? Obey. All of these things is for a purpose. It's all about serving the Most High that shows us to be special. That's why we do fight to come together. This little bit of time, it is a wonderful time for y'all to fight and be together. We got Vaughn in the building, Kanaya in the building, Shariah, Rachamaya, and Ty, Sarathon. You got Isaiah and Jaya, and we got more coming. More watching. So this might just stop here. Go to school to be a good example. Be a light. Fight to know that you know what. Yes, it just fight to, even if it's an A, you might have somebody, you walk up and talk like that.
What?
Well, you know, I learned a little bit of fear about trauma. And then they might tell when I'm sick. You know, and
Israel,